RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Stan and Ollie, now playing in area theaters.
Typically, I would launch a biopic review with an anecdote or hip pocket trivia regarding the film's subject matter. However, I have never seen a Laurel and Hardy movie. I knew enough to recognize Stan Laurel as the short, skinny guy, playing to Oliver Hardy's more physically imposing presence. I have a hunch I am not alone. I wager more folks believe they have seen at least one of the duo's films, but actually have not. Laurel and Hardy are frequent crossword answers. Their names are in the lexicon because they mark a particular Hollywood era, and it's easy to roll their names off alongside Abbott and Costello. Yet a significant slice of 2019's moviegoers are unfamiliar with the bits and sketches which entertained audiences back in the 1930s. The film even more than suggests that by the early 50s, their humor was dated. They were out of touch with the mainstream, and they were your parents' preferred comedians. Probably akin to how my kid will feel about Jerry Seinfeld and Saturday Night Live's late 90s cast. He'll know their names, but he won't identify with their material. There are two ways to pick and choose which reviews to read about Stan and Ollie. A reviewer who will recognize and place the illusion versus a neophyte. This is one firmly rooted in going in blind. I don't know their mannerisms, their most famous gags, and who was known for what. I learned along the way and discerned what were most likely their highlights, but it is all filtered through director John S. Baird's lens and writer Jeff Pope's decision on what to include and what he felt was unimportant. Stan and Ollie's first unique offering is it does not chart a period in the life of Laurel and Hardy even their fans are familiar with. After an initial greeting at the zenith of their fame in 1937, the story vaults 16 years into the future, when the mostly forgotten pair travel up and down England on a comedy tour of the island's lesser venues. The girl at the desk of a cheap hotel says all the big celebrities play the Royal Theater. Stan, played by Steve Coogan, replies with no insult taken, "We're at the Queen's Hall." Laurel and Hardy believe they may resurrect their dormant film career if their comedy tour proves successful. During the opening, showing off the film's most impressive shot, an impressive long take from dressing rooms through a studio backlot and onto a soundstage, we learn Ollie, played by John C. Reilly, has financial problems due to divorces and gambling, and Stan angles for a raise. The acrimony between the two is gradually revealed later, as Ollie stayed with Hal Roach Studios and made a picture with someone else after Stan attempted to flee to another studio. They didn't talk about it, but most of life's greatest animosities are usually left unsaid. In the film's 1953 present day, the elder comedians play to mostly empty houses, but it gives the new 2019 audience a chance to enjoy what must be their most famous bits, including a hospital scene and an enjoyable farce on a train platform. Old habits naturally bubble up during the tour as Ollie rediscovers gambling, and Stan's jealousies about their due emerge as he stares up at a building-sized advertisement for the new Abbott and Costello picture. He knows that could, should be them up there for all to see. Personal foibles are tucked back in, yet tongues are loosened when their respective wives show up during the tour's latter stages. Stan's wife, Ida, played by Nina Arianda, exudes entitlement, a diva attitude, and never misses an opportunity, even if it is not there, to mention through her thick Russian accent she was once in Preston Sturges' picture. Ollie's wife, Lucille, played by Shirley Henderson, is as protective of her husband as Ida is sharp-tongued. Lucille believes Stan pushes Ollie too hard and steamrolls over him. Ida believes Ollie is lazy and holds Stan back. If there ever was a truth to these opinions, it was probably somewhere in the middle. John Baird never lets Stan and Ollie off the chain enough to become fully melodramatic, but the inevitable confrontations between the two men, who know each other so well, also know exactly how to verbally skewer the other to truly make it hurt. I have no idea if Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly are perfectly cast or miscast. One needs to know the source material to have an informed opinion. I know both are believable and deliver performances which demonstrate they care and admire the early Hollywood titans. It's bold to create a biopic not about a famous person's rise, their peak, or even their comedy in this case. Stan and Ollie follows their gradual descent, more gravitational than graceful. A career's worth of baggage provides enough material to chew on, but this is more nostalgic remembrance about another time rather than a celebration. If they are still alive, I say your great-grandparents would love it. That is why I give Stan and Ollie 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Stan and Ollie, rated PG, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Cine Bistro in Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, and AMC Woodland Square 20.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.